This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of a new album from Terence Trent D'Arby. D'Arby was born in New York. He did a stint with the army in Germany, then settled in England. But D'Arby's music still draws from his roots.
There's a new album called, intriguingly enough, Introducing the Hardline According to Terence Trent D'Arby. D'Arby is a big star in England, but of course that doesn't prove anything. So are Bucks Fizz, Shaken Stevens, and any number of British sensations that don't mean anything to us, and with good reason. But D'Arby is different. Listening to him sing, it's clear that he's been influenced by a certain strain of American soul singers. Gospel-trained balladeers like Al Green, Bill Withers, Otis Redding, and Marvin Gaye. He allows the natural graininess of his voice to surface and phrases in a deceptively artless, conversational style. You can hear all this in a song called Wishing Well.
Kissing like a bandit, stealing time underneath a sycamore tree. Cupid by the arson, Valentine's to my sweet lover and maid. Slowly but surely, your appetite is more than I knew. Sweetly, softly, I'm falling in love with you. Wish me love, a wishing well, to kiss and tell. Love, a wishing well, to kiss and tell. A wishing well, a crocodile she'd say.
That's the new album, Introducing the Hardline, According to Terence Trent D'Arby. As that title implies, there's something a little arty and off-putting about D'Arby. In interviews, he's studiously vague about exactly what the hard line is, but you can gather from his music that it's a revitalization of 60s soul with an emphasis on the beat similar to 70s disco. I like the music for itself, but I also like it because it supports an idea I've had for the past year or so. To the ever-present pop question, what's going to be the next big thing, my answer has been, I think the next big thing will be a soul revival. Not the sort of retrograde nostalgia that characterized the big chill Motown rage a few years ago, but a further refinement of soul that takes into account the changes in style and technology over the past 20 years. After the mechanical smoothness of disco and the harsh bluntness of rap, I think the pop audience is ready for real singing again, for pretty melodies made more urgent by rough, aggressive instrumentation. Here's an example of what I mean, a song called Rain.
Back again another day.
It's gonna rain.
Right now, Darby's record is slowly ascending the American record charts, but it remains to be seen whether he'll become successful in the U.S. In any event, Darby has made an album that can serve as a blueprint for anyone who wants to make soul music fresh and vivid in the 80s.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He reviewed Introducing the Hard Line, according to Terence Trent D'Arby.